Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Exceptionally Bad Dad Jokes So Frightfully Awful, Yet Wonderfully Spiffing by Spiffy McChappie, is a short humor collection built around the familiar dad joke tradition, clean, pun-driven, deliberately groan-inducing jokes meant to produce eye rolls as much as laughter. The book is positioned as a novelty gift rather than a serious reading experience, and its Amazon and retail descriptions emphasize its family-friendly tone, gift appeal, and self-aware sense of embarrassment. It is especially associated with Father's Day, birthdays, and Christmas, where its value lies in being a light, amusing present for someone who enjoys corny humor. The book also includes space for a personal message on the first page, which reinforces its role as a replacement for a greeting card or as part of a humorous gift. In category terms, it belongs to humor and gift books, with the central purpose of offering quick, casual entertainment through bad jokes that are intentionally harmless and shareable. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a deliberately awful joke collection built on the dad joke formula. The book's core idea is not originality of plot or argument, but repetition of a recognizable comedic form, the dad joke. That means short jokes, simple wordplay, and puns that are meant to be obvious, corny, and mildly embarrassing. The title itself signals this strategy by promising jokes that are exceptionally bad yet still enjoyable in a teasing way. This matters because the book depends on a shared cultural understanding of what makes dad jokes funny. The humor comes from their predictability, not sophistication. Readers are not expected to admire wit in a literary sense. They are expected to react with groans, smiles, and affectionate disbelief. That makes the collection function as a performance tool as much as a reading experience. It is designed to be read aloud, repeated to family members, and used in social settings where low-stakes humor is welcome. In that sense, the book belongs to the tradition of joke collections that are valued for immediate effect rather than depth or narrative development. Secondly, clean, family-friendly humor that avoids edgy or exclusive comedy. One of the book's main selling points is that the jokes are clean and suitable for family use. This is important because it positions the book against more cynical, adult, or offensive humor collections. The humor is accessible across age groups, which makes it practical for family gatherings, casual conversations, and gift-giving where broad acceptability matters. The emphasis on family-friendliness also explains why the book is marketed as something a dad can share with children, relatives, or guests without awkwardness beyond the intended embarrassment of the joke itself. In comedy terms, the book uses harmlessness as a feature. It aims for playful irritation rather than shock, irony, or satire. That limits its range, but it also broadens its usability. Readers who want humor that can be opened at a holiday dinner or used in a classroom-safe context will find the format more appealing than books built around mature or provocative material. The result is a collection that derives value from being socially safe and easy to circulate, not from challenging norms or pushing boundaries. Thirdly, a novelty gift book designed for Father's Day and other occasions. The book is clearly marketed as a gift item, especially for Father's Day, birthdays, and Christmas. That positioning gives it a practical role beyond entertainment. It can substitute for a card, act as a lighthearted present, or serve as an add-on gift for someone with a known fondness for jokes. The first page message space reinforces that function by allowing personalization, which makes the book feel more like a keepsake than a disposable joke pamphlet. This gift book design is central to understanding the book's appeal. Its value does not depend only on whether the jokes are individually excellent. It also depends on the social meaning of giving a deliberately bad joke book to a dad who will appreciate the joke about the joke. In other words, the product is partly about the exchange itself. The recipient is supposed to recognize the affectionate tease built into the gift. That makes the book especially suitable for families that use humor as a form of bonding. Compared with ordinary joke books, this one is more overtly tied to occasion-based gifting and less tied to continuous reading. Fourthly, the humor works through embarrassment, eye rolls, and affectionate teasing. A defining feature of this book is that it treats embarrassment as part of the entertainment. The promotional language openly warns readers that the jokes may trigger groans and eye rolls, and that is not presented as a flaw, but as the expected payoff. This is a key difference from books that aim to make readers laugh by surprise, cleverness, or insight. Here, the social reaction is the joke. The audience is invited to laugh at how bad the punchlines are, while also appreciating the shared ritual of tolerating them. That makes the book useful in families where teasing is affectionate rather than hostile. It also explains why the collection appeals to dads. Specifically, the dad joke tradition is built around the repeated performance of low-grade puns that annoy children while still making them pay attention. The book therefore captures a small but well-known cultural pattern in which humor is measured by the reaction it provokes. Its success depends on readers understanding that the badness is intentional and that the embarrassment is part of the fun. Lastly, a compact, low-commitment reading experience rather than a substantive text. This book is best understood as a compact humor product rather than a work that offers sustained argument, story, or instruction. The reported length and format suggest a slim paperback designed for quick browsing, occasional reading aloud, or casual gifting. That matters because it sets realistic expectations readers looking for parenting advice, memoir, or analytical comedy writing will not find it here. Instead, the book offers a brief, repeatable experience that can be dipped into whenever a joke is needed. This low-commitment structure is part of its utility. It can live on a coffee table, in a gift pile, or in a family room and be opened at random without requiring continuity. Compared with many joke collections, its appeal comes from immediacy and portability. The book is therefore best judged by how well it fulfills a specific function, providing safe, silly, and shareable one-liners that suit casual use. Its compactness and simplicity are not weaknesses in this context. They are what make it fit neatly into the novelty gift category. In conclusion, Exceptionally Bad Dad Jokes, So Frightfully Off, Yet Wonderfully Spiffing, will appeal most to readers who enjoy clean, pun-based humor and to gift givers searching for something playful rather than practical. It is especially well-suited to dads, families, and anyone who appreciates the social ritual of bad jokes, groans, and affectionate eye rolls. The main benefit of the book is not literary complexity, but usability. It offers quick material for shared laughter, awkward teasing, and casual entertainment in settings where offensive or adult humor would be inappropriate. It also works well as a replacement for a greeting card because of its novelty book format and space for a personal message. What distinguishes it from many other joke books is its self-aware positioning. It does not pretend to be sharp, sophisticated, or original. Instead, it embraces the low-status charm of dad jokes and makes that the whole point. That honesty gives the book a clear identity within the humor and gift category. Readers who know what a dad joke is will understand exactly what they are buying, and that clarity is a major part of its appeal. If you would like to support Spiffy McChappie, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.